My name is Colton Moore, and I currently represent the Northwest in the Georgia State Senate. Now, this is something new. It's something that will happen every single week of this legislative session as a means of keeping you informed as to what's going on, what I'm fighting for, and what I'm fighting against. It's to be used as an easy means of access anytime and on your time. You see, traditionally, politicians and elected officials have just typed up a newsletter and then dished it out to newspapers and email addresses, but unfortunately, not too many people read those anymore. So I want to give you a short, brief recap of all the important stuff that's happened this past week. First things first, on Monday, we had to swear in, had friends and family who showed up, and it was a great, exciting time. We got into a little bit of business in the Senate chamber. We notified the governor and the House of Representatives that we were in session, and then the GOP, the majority party in the Senate, proposed a rules package. But that rules package was stopped by Democrats very antagonistically. The rules package had a very cool part to it. And I was super excited about speaking on behalf of the rules package. I was very excited about the rules package. And ultimately, we had to have some rules because with no rules, I guess a member could just show up without any clothes on. So we finally got that passed after day two in the legislative session. And I want to show you guys a speech that I gave on the floor in order to get that passed. And then I want to share some more information about it.
The chair recognizes the senator from the 53rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to stand in this well for the first time and introduce myself, coming from the Northwest. I used to serve over in the House, and this body always had the reputation of being deliberative. But I show up on day one, and I don't hear any deliberation from my friends over in the Democratic Party. You see, I voted no, second most of all the House members, 180 of them. And I never voted against not having any rules in a chamber. So then I thought, well, maybe they object to different sections of the resolution. So I thought, well, maybe it's the first section, recognizing the lieutenant governor as a member of the legislature. Well, doesn't he chair the committee on assignments? Doesn't he call legislation to this well? So that must not be it. Maybe it's section two, where the president pro tem, contrary to popular belief, doesn't represent a caucus, actually represents the entire body. To the best of my knowledge, this body told the Secretary of the Senate to give a unanimous vote for the president pro tem. So why would we want to ride his horse into a campaign? Then there's section three about some seats. Are the Democrats objecting to some seat assignments? Surely not. Then there's section four, right? Section four, eliminating special duty. You know, Democrats talk about being progressive. Well, under the current system of rules, special duty is the garbage can, is it not? That's the reputation the Senate has. If you've got a piece of legislation and the lieutenant governor doesn't like it, they can assign it to special duty and good luck ever getting that to the floor. That's being eliminated. And a committee of children and families are being created. Now, the objections that we just heard from the Democrats, it made no sense to me. A committee is supposed to be a deliberative process, which brings me into Section 5, the Rules Committee. Now, I come from the Northwest. And as I walk around the state capitol, people come up to me and they say, "You're from the Northwest." And it has this reputation of authority and totalitarianism. Wonder why that is. Because in 2019, the rules were changed in the Rules Committee, and it gave the chairman and that committee the ability to strip any legislation coming out of any committee, a proper legislative process. I went to the University of Georgia, go Dogs. Charles Bullock in the legislative process, we always had this great idea of it, but that wasn't taking place in this body. Why would we ever want a rules committee to strip legislation and instantly put it onto the floor for us to vote on? It makes no sense to me. I'm not an authoritarian. MSNBC constantly says that the Democrats are for democracy. Why would you not want this rule to be changed? And then we hear about Section 6 and 7, and I think you're just creating problems. Do we not already have legislative immunity during session? If I'm speeding down Interstate 75 to get here, the executive branch cannot stop me. We should have the ability to speak freely with third parties about the legislative process. Hopefully, we will not become so divided in our society and in our government that I have to one day worry about a governor sending an executive branch or prosecuting me in a way of something I said to a third party. This is a freedom of speech, legislative privilege in Section 6 and 7. I ask that we vote favorably for these rules. Let's get down to business, folks, and I yield the well.
So in order to understand why I was so excited about this change, we first kind of have to understand what the Rules Committee is. And the best way to describe the Rules Committee is essentially a mini legislature. There are members from both parties who are on it, and in order for a piece of legislation to be passed by the entire body of the Senate, it has to go through the Rules Committee. Now, the purpose of the Rules Committee is to assign parameters to a piece of legislation and also organize the debate on the legislation. This makes for a much more organized process once it gets to the actual body. And ultimately, it stops filibusters. It keeps somebody from debating for, 2 years and giving someone veto power on a piece of legislation. But what was going on and what got changed in 2019 was that the chairman and the body of the Rules Committee could take a piece of legislation that had already been vetted through the committee process and just throw it out the window and put in whatever they wanted and then instantly put it out onto the floor. So all of the committee members who had vetted the piece of legislation, they were essentially disenfranchised, and all of the citizens who had come to the Capitol and spoke either for or against it, well, their opinion didn't matter because the Rules Committee had the power to take a piece of legislation, remove it, replace it with whatever they wanted, and then instantly put it onto the floor. Now, that created very much an authoritarian system when it came to the Rules Committee. Now, the Rules Committee chairman was the preceding state senator that I replaced. So I was super excited to see that citizens of Georgia now don't have to go through an authoritarian process to get a piece of legislation through the Georgia Senate. That's what made me so excited about seeing that being one of the first orders of business in the Georgia State Senate. Now, another business, I've yet to be assigned an office here at the state capitol, which quite frankly has made it very difficult to do business. Now, this has been due to the delay that the governor has yet to assign floor leaders. Now, granted, the governor was at the national championship, go Dogs. So I guess if I have to weigh the Dogs going to the national championship and me having an office, I'm not too worried about it. But hopefully we can get that squared away in the coming days. I have been assigned a series of committee, a handful if you will. There are five committees, the first of which is Natural Resources and the Environment, which does what the name implies. Higher Education, which will be dealing with colleges and universities. I'm on the Government Oversight Committee, which hopefully we'll get into some good juicy drama in that committee. I'm an ex officio member, but I still have the ability to vote and to speak in that committee. I will be on the Transportation Committee, which I will serve as the secretary, and I got a chairmanship to the surprise of many here at the Capitol, and that is the chairman of Interstate Cooperation. I made a pitch for that committee, considering that Northwest Georgia borders both Tennessee and Alabama. Now, considering we have three interstates in Northwest Georgia and various big highways, I think we can use the Interstate Cooperation Committee and the Transportation Committee to do a lot of good for Northwest Georgia. So I'm excited about things that we will look into in those committees. Now, looking into the future, this week is going to be all about the money. The appropriations committees of both the Senate and the House are going to be meeting. They're going to be hearing testimony from the executive branch as to how they plan to spend money and where they may need more money or less money. It's typically always more money that they're asking for. The governor has proposed nearly $30 billion in expenditures that the legislature has to vote on. Now, the legislature is only in session for 40 days, but our constitutional required duty is to pass a budget. Now, the budget that was passed last year, well, it's a good thing happened, if you will, for government, because $6 billion in revenue showed up unexpectedly. So that money will also be spent and divvied up in this upcoming session as well as an amended budget to what was passed last year. If there's any questions you would like me to ask members of the executive branch, feel free to reach out. And if there's any issue or concern that you have, always feel free to reach out to me. My number is 423-508-2195. Now, I only have one phone number, unlike some other lawmakers here at the Capitol, but you can also email me. My email is colton@coltonmore.com. I always look forward to knowing where you stand on an issue, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you watching to the Moore Report. Can't wait to get back to you later in the week. Thank you.